Today is Monday, March 16th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life at least once a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Curl Crush Day. It's also National Panda Day. It's National Artichoke Hearts Day. And it's National Freedom of Information Day. So there you go. I almost forgot to record because we did the melting pot for lunch, which is not something you would typically, well, I don't know that for sure, but I feel like the melting pot is more of an occasion restaurant for most people, even though it's not particularly fancy. It's very laid back because you basically are cooking your own food. But we were out of town all day on Saturday because I had a haircut. And I didn't want to eat dinner because I'm an old man. I'm getting to be an... Well, back in my day, I'm getting to be an old man. And on Sundays, even though I'm not currently working... I know, this is weird. Even though I'm not currently working, I don't like to stay out late on a Sunday. When I say late, I mean, you know, 7 or 8 p.m. Like, I want to be at home because it feels like the week is starting and I don't know. And it's weird because we were out all day yesterday, but I was too... Normally, I'm the one that decides when Mark and I have sexy time. And I don't want to give too much away here, but he's just not... It's not that he doesn't want it, because he's before, you know, told me, hey, we haven't had sex in a while or whatever. But it's that I don't know if he's maybe a little shy about it or, you know, what the case may be. But I was like, and this is related to nothing, but yesterday we were in the car and normally we would do it on a weekend. Because I don't want to disturb his sleep for working. And so, and we go to bed kind of late, so it's not conducive. You know, we could do it over the table. We could do it wherever, but we're kind of in bed at night people. And so I'm like, I hate to schedule, but I know I'm going to be too tired when we get home tonight, but I want to. So could we do it tomorrow night? And he's like, it doesn't matter. We can do it tomorrow night. We can do it whatever night you want to do it. So anyway, there's that. So, but the reason I almost forgot is because, having the whole day out yesterday, it just kind of screwed up my whole system. And then we go to a 2-hour lunch because it took 2 hours because they had a 4-course with a cheese fondue, a salad, an entree, and then a chocolate fondue for dessert. It was a lot of food. It was a lot of food, and we both felt a little poopy when we got home. But you guys, here's what I really wanted to tell you. So I forgot. Let's wrap that up. So I almost forgot, and then the last thing that I'm going to talk about, well, not the last thing I'm going to talk about, but the last thing that happened that kind of got my attention is I was laying on the couch this afternoon. Mark went for a run because he's training for a marathon, and I laid on the couch because I'm not training for a marathon. And so I'm laying on the couch and I'm watching something on TV. And I feel something. My t-shirt has kind of come away from my skin a little bit. My t-shirt has kind of come up a little bit. So my back is exposed. And I hadn't even realized it, but it was. And so I feel something like it's crawling on me. So I immediately reach down and like go to swipe whatever it is away. And I actually grab, and I feel something pinch, like something bit me. And then I feel something between my fingers, but it feels really small. And I don't know. I was half asleep. I'm not really sure. But I tossed it away. Whatever it was, or if it was nothing, if it was air between my fingers, I don't know. But I mentally felt like there was something there between my fingers. Small. And I flicked it away. And I can't find, I've looked all over the floor, and I cannot find any bugs, anything crushed, anything like that to tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, my mom was bit by a spider, by a brown recluse. And she described it as it felt like she got a splinter or something, or like a little pinch. And it was in her clothes, and, you know, she didn't think anything of it. She just kind of swiped. And then hours later, there was pain, and there was a blister, and there was, and she had to go to the doctor, and the doctor took the scalpel out and cut her skin out around this bite. It was very traumatic. And she said he didn't give her any pain medicine or anything. Now, I don't know if that's just a bad doctor, but ultimately, it was a traumatic experience for my mother. And we have brown recluses in Arkansas, which is the type of spider that my mom was bit by. And they say the two spiders that you want to worry about in the U.S. are brown recluses and black widows. Well, the thing I've seen, we do have black widows in Arkansas. But first of all, I don't think a black widow is typically going to be crawling around your couch. I don't think that. But the other thing is, black widows are pretty big. When I've seen a black widow in person before, and when you look at a black widow, they're kind of fat and ugly and big. They're a pretty big spider. And they have that red violin shape. And I feel like I would see a black widow. If I flicked a black widow off, I feel like I would be able to find it. But the thing is, you know, I was asking ChatGPT about it, and ChatGPT said, oh, most bites that people think are brown recluses don't turn out to be brown recluse. And, you know, like a huge percentage of them are just other kinds of bites. And so, but you know me, I worry about shit. So now I think I'm dying because I've got this, you know, bite. And I do have a little tiny red something that looks like a bite on me. But it's only been like half an hour. And so they can start swelling and stuff between 1 to 4 hours. So now I need to watch it for the next 1 to 4 hours or 24 hours or whatever the case might be to see if it starts swelling or if it gets a purple or black, you know, spot in the middle. And I'm a worrier. I worry about things. ChatGPT has assured me that I have nothing to worry about, but I don't know. I mean, so if I don't ever record a show again, maybe. Maybe I'm gone, is all I'm saying. I do have a text message here from Lamont Cranston, and he says, I know it's the wrong program for So-So Question, but what does Mark call your mother? Mother Burns, like the Jeffersons? Her first name or nothing at all? Well, he doesn't really say her name call her very often, to where he needs to say anything at all. So I would say most of the time it's nothing at all. But if I've heard him say anything, it's not Mom, it's not Mother Burns, because, well, her last name is not Burns anymore. But it's probably her first name. And but he doesn't really say that much, if he does. So it's just, you know, he doesn't find a need to call out her name very often. But if he did, I think it would be her name. But thanks for the text message. I appreciate it. I'm just looking because I thought I had a call. And I can't remember if I played it or not. I do. Do I have time? I think I do. Let's turn the volume down on this a little bit. And let's just listen to this. Oh, well, it was nothing. So it was literally nothing. It was 2 seconds of nothing. So anyway, that's my drama for this week. I'm going to now worry for the next 24 hours if I'm going to die of a spider bite or if I'm going to have to go into the doctor and they're going to not give me any pain medication and they're going to cut a big chunk out of my skin. I hope not. I hope it was just an ant, although I didn't see any other ants. And normally when you see an ant, there are a bunch of ants. I didn't see any other ants, so that leads me to believe it wasn't an ant. So it leads me to believe it probably was a spider of some sort. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.